Hi everybody, Richard Tubb here with episode 5 of Tubb Talk, the podcast for IT consultants. And wow, it's been a busy few weeks. I've been on the road delivering presentations at a number of different conferences, including the Zen Software Partner Meetup in London Docklands a couple of weeks ago. I saw a fantastic presentation by Simon Dobson of the IT Marketing Agency, basically imploring the audience, imploring MSPs to do something regarding MSP marketing. So many IT businesses do nothing at all in terms of marketing. And I wondered, why do so few IT companies neglect to do consistent marketing? Well, in today's podcast, I've gone and spoken to Gemma Telford of the IT Marketing Agency about that. Why do so many IT companies neglect to do consistent marketing? I think you'll find my conversation with Gemma interesting. If you're an MSP or an IT company that perhaps has neglected to do consistent marketing, there's a lot of food for thought in my conversation with Gemma today. And stay tuned until the end of the podcast for details of an initiative that I'm putting together with Gemma that may just help MSP businesses to do more consistent marketing. I hope you enjoy my conversation. Hello everyone, Richard Tubb here with another interview, and today I'm joined by Gemma Telford of the IT Marketing Agency. How are you doing, Gemma?
I'm good, thank you.
Cool, well thanks for joining me today. Now, you've been in the IT arena for quite some time. Tell us a little bit about your background and where you come from before you set up the IT Marketing Agency.
Okay, so I've been in the IT channel for a number of years now, and I guess my first kind of big role was of head of marketing at Ingram Micro. So I headed up the marketing team there of about 15 people, looking after all the vendor and reseller marketing for the UK channel. And I left there a few years back now, went back into agency land, and then set up the IT Marketing Agency in the spring of 2013.
Cool. And so how have things gone since you set that business up?
They've gone really well, and the business has gone from strength to strength. We're now up to 10 people this year. We've got a number of clients on board that we're working with across a whole range of things, from strategy to marketing execution, across content, social, web marketing, digital, the whole range. So it's been an absolutely brilliant year.
And what does a typical client look like for your business?
We work across the channel, so we work with vendors and resellers and disties, and I think the strength about what we do is we offer marketing as a service, so we've got a range of services that we can wrap around depending on what that client needs. So we're not prescriptive about how we do marketing, it's very much looking at how marketing and sales are aligned, what are the end goals that business is trying to get to, and really helping them from a strategy down viewpoint to realise those goals.
So obviously we've known each other for a while now, and I'm very aware of your experience within the IT market as a whole. But there's going to be some IT solution providers watching today and thinking, oh great, another marketing person starting up their own marketing agency. Why is what you're doing different to any other marketing business out there?
Because we're centered very much on marketing for the channel. So I've been in marketing now for a long time, but I think there's a real lack of marketing agencies who know the channel really well. So obviously, having worked at Ingram, I know the distributor channel very well. I've worked with a number of vendors independently, and also worked with resellers. So I worked with Network Group for a while, helping them set up their strategic marketing, and I've worked with individual resellers. And I think the good thing about the team that we've put together is they're real experts in the channel. So we understand the dynamics of how the channel works, and we understand how to leverage that to get the best out of it.
So let's talk about resellers, IT solution providers for a moment. So in your experience, what are the biggest mistakes that MSPs and IT solution providers make when it comes to marketing?
I think the biggest mistake that MSPs and solution providers make is not to do any marketing. Mm-hmm. Many businesses are set up by often a technical person, and it's just not something they know about or they're comfortable with. Apart from that, I think really it's a lack of knowledge. So it's, you know, what does good marketing look like? There's always that joke about marketing being the covering in department, and the branding and elements and things like that are really important. But again, for us, marketing is always linked to sales, and it's about getting that end result and the return on your investment. So I think in terms of the mistakes people make, it's just one from not knowing where to go, you know, what good marketing looks like.
And what about the free resources that are out there? So you've come from the vendor world, from the distributor world. There's money available for marketing development funds. There's co-branded marketing. Can't IT solution providers can't IT solution providers use this material and get good results?
Yes, certainly. I think there is a whole plethora of different material out there from vendors and distis. And I'm sure that in a limited way that can certainly help resellers. It's certainly better than doing nothing.
Sure.
But I think there's a couple of problems around that. One is it's the vendor message that's going out to market and that ties you into that vendor. And secondly, there's no targeting around your own business. There's no messaging about what your business does that's different to everyone else in that space. So, you know, why is solution provider X better than solution provider Y? What do you do that's different? What can you bring to the party? And I think the other danger is that, you know, some of the big vendor brands are sending out campaigns nationally all at the same time. So potentially your end user customer might get exactly the same email from you and a competitor at the same time. And again, there's nothing there to differentiate your business.
Now, the vast majority of MSPs that I work with tend to be owner managers who are technical in nature, and they almost feel, across the board, almost embarrassed about putting themselves out there and blowing their own trumpet, and that is essentially what marketing is, putting yourself out there and saying how good you are. How do IT business owners overcome that reluctance to do marketing and that very British thing about not telling people how good you are?
Yeah. It's something that, believe it or not, I sympathise with. You've got me to do this video, and I'm terrible at putting myself out there personally as well, so I completely get that. And I think working with a good marketing agency, what they'll help you to do is to draw that story out of you. So, you know, it doesn't mean sitting down in a room and you say, okay, well, what we do that's great is this, this, and this. Actually, but through a conversation, you can help people to identify what are the strengths in their business, what have they done really well. And often when you get them talking about clients that they've worked with or projects that they've worked on, it becomes clear that there are key things that they're doing right. And sometimes it's just as simple as saying, well, that was great, wasn't it? And they go, oh, yeah.
Mm. In your experience for managed service providers, what's the biggest challenge for them with working with a marketing agency, you know, a marketing agency they might meet down their local BNI or breakfast networking group? What's the biggest challenges they might come across working with a marketing agency like that?
I think the thing is they're unlikely to find a marketing agency who specialises in their arena. And so while the principles of marketing are the same regardless of which vertical you're in or which space, I think that someone that you meet at BNI will probably be doing marketing and branding for a number of businesses, so they won't have the in-depth knowledge, they won't have the technical understanding of what a solution provider is trying to get across, and they won't necessarily understand from an end-user point of view what are the things that those end-users are looking for. So again, it's not just getting out the messaging about you and your business, it's understanding what the audience is looking for from you and helping to provide that content back to them.
What about when it comes to budget? So a lot of IT solution providers will be thinking, well, we need new clients through the door, we want new clients through the door, but it seems like an awful lot of money. If we go to a marketing agency, they're going to charge us the earth for these big productions and these big campaigns and everything. Realistically, from your experience in the industry, is that the case, or working with marketing teams, do you get a good return on investment?
I think it's easy to spend a lot of money on marketing, and a lot of that can be around doing things that look really good, or thinking you have to have a professionally printed brochure and you need 5,000 of them. And actually it's straightforward these days, particularly with social media and things like that, to develop a core of content that works for you really well and works hard for you, and it doesn't need to be that expensive. So the other thing to consider about investment in marketing is that it does a number of things for you. So it can help you up and cross-sell to your existing customers as well. You also need to consider what's the lifetime value of new clients. So you might be investing £5,000 in marketing, but if it brings in 5 new clients, they're spending £5,000 a year with you, and they're likely to be a customer for 5 years. Actually, when you look at the return on that investment, it's much greater than your initial investment. I think one other thing to consider is that marketing isn't a quick fix.
Yeah.
So you don't send out an email 1 month and you have 5 new customers. It's a drip feed. And actually some recent research has shown that if a customer has never heard of you, getting from never having heard of you to a buying process can actually take up to 7 or 8 touches. And so you need to be out there consistently with your messaging.
Which leads us to one of the biggest challenges that IT companies have, in that they don't have a consistent pipeline. They typically think about marketing when times are getting tough, and by then it's often too late.
Yes,
that be true?
Absolutely. Again, so I think it's one of those things where something that we talked about earlier is some businesses wait until everything's perfect before they get going on a marketing push. But actually, you can do things that have an impact immediately, and everything doesn't need to be perfect, but you do need to keep going out there, the same as you do, you know, with your sales effort. You know, you don't suddenly pick up the phone when you realize there's no orders in that month. You need to be building those conversations and relationships over time.
And it's interesting, something you said earlier on about upselling. So most people think about marketing as bringing in new clients, but of course for managed service providers watching and listening in today, nearly across the board, nearly everyone that I speak to hasn't sold every solution that they provide, not nearly every solution, to all of their customers. So talk to me a little bit about upselling and the amount of money that MSPs are leaving on the table there.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the hardest part of any new customer or new customer win is actually the bit before you've got them over the threshold. So, you know, if you're looking at your existing customer base and looking at what else you can sell to them, those people already know you, they already trust you, they've already made the decision to buy from you. So actually, like you say, Richard, it's leaving money on the table if you're not selling those solutions. But also, you know, you want the best for your customers. So, you know, perhaps there's things that they're not aware of that they could be buying from you, or that they should be doing for their business, you know, so different services, managed antivirus, backup, all of these kind of things. They'll often go for one thing that, you know, that's your in, but if you're not telling them about the other things that you do, you're doing them a disservice, but you're also doing a disservice for your own business.
Indeed, and a lot of the services that MSP sell, as well as increasing recurring revenue, it actually decreases their cost of support, lowers their cost
Absolutely.
Of support.
So,
MSPs, make sure you're doing upselling to your existing existing clients, market to your existing clients as well. So, moving forward with your business now, you've got a new initiative that I'm involved with. Would you like to tell everyone listening and watching a little bit more about that?
Sure. So we're launching the MSP Marketing Academy, and it's basically a managed solution for managed service providers. So it's marketing as a service. And there are a number of different options according to what people are looking for. But essentially what it delivers is a monthly marketing campaign, which is vendor agnostic, and all the collateral around that. So with each campaign, there'll be an email, a landing page, a blog, some kind of thought leadership or download document, and some suggested social media output. And it's written by experts in the channel, UK based, so people with lots of experience who understand those kind of issues. And it's available for people to take in as a campaign in a box and push out themselves through their own systems, or as a fully managed service.
So going back to what we were saying about the upselling, it strikes me that it'd be really easy for an MSP to pick up one of your campaigns and use that to market to their existing clients.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's definitely what we're hoping. And again, a number of the MSPs that we've talked to have said that they want to do that because, you know, there's a number of clients that are only buying one service from them. And actually reaching out to their existing clients and to new clients with professionally branded material, you know, which is going out through platforms that help to measure that return on investment as well and give you good intelligence coming back from that is really important.
Yeah. So for those businesses who are interested in the MSP Marketing Academy, but again, a concern that maybe they've done marketing before and marketing doesn't work for us, they've had a bad experience perhaps, or they're thinking, probably haven't got the budget for that. What are the options available to them? What could they do instead of engaging with the MSP Marketing Academy?
There are no options. No, I'm joking. So there are a number of options. Again, I guess, you know, if they're wanting to do some kind of marketing, then they've got the option of doing some vendor marketing if there's vendors that they're particularly engaged with. One of the other things that we'll be offering as part of the Marketing Academy is a quarterly meeting, which we're calling the Gathering, which will be looking at marketing for part of the day, and then with yourself in the afternoon looking at some of the aspects of running a managed service business which are more general. And we'll be having a selection of different speakers come to those events. There'll be workshop elements of those events, so people will be able to come along, find out, you know, what is a value proposition, how do I go and create that for my own business, and then take that away at the end of the day. So there'll be real value from those meetings. And, you know, then that may be the stepping stone for them to get on and do some marketing for their own business, or they may decide actually there's a really it's not option here that we can just take and get it done.
Yeah, just outsourcing, get marketing in the box and get the clients coming through the door. So from a personal perspective, I'm really excited about joining, so I really appreciate you extending the invitation to me. One of the biggest challenges within my business, of course, is that I'm just one person, and much as I'd love to work with every MSP out there, I can't. So I think most MSPs who come to me initially, site marketing is one of the big challenges. So I think the MSP Marketing Academy is going to give them a really good way to do that. I'm going to be a part of it, so I'm going to be able to speak with lots of MSPs. Really looking forward to that. So you've mentioned about the gathering. That's going to be a good place for MSPs to get together with experts and their peers to learn how to do marketing. But what about those MSPs who are thinking, I should be able to do this on my own, What are the other options that are available to them?
I guess that's one of the things that we hear most commonly, I should be able to do that, or even, you know, with the best intentions, people go and, you know, try and do some of this stuff. So I think the danger for most MSPs is that they don't do anything. Yeah. You might read a book, think that's great, and I'll go away and I'll have a marketing plan, but then it actually doesn't happen, the same as many things. So I think doing nothing is the key danger. And then there's also looking at someone from your local BNI, are they going to know your business well enough to do a good job for you, and therefore do we get into the marketing doesn't work for me
scenario? And typically cost as much as working with the IT marketing agency or anyone else.
And then I think another option is, you work with a specific agency, they create lots of bespoke material for you, and that's great, but certainly the investment for that would be quite heavy. And the last option is you look at employing somebody in the business, and again there's a risk associated with that, there's cost associated with that, and also in terms of the level of person that you go for, you probably don't need a senior marketing person in the business. So many people go for a junior or a graduate marketing person, and they may be great at some elements of marketing like social media, but they perhaps can't write copy, they don't have the tools available to do the design in-house, so actually there's still gaps in what you're trying to do there. So what we've tried to do with the MSP Marketing Academy is provide a route for marketing as a service which is tailored for your business, which is vendor agnostic, which you can get out there really quickly.
And it's interesting, isn't it, the amount of MSPs out there, when they speak to their clients, they say, hey, you didn't go into business to be an IT person, hand your IT off to us and we'll run with it. Why, Joe, do you think that so few IT companies outsource their marketing?
I think it's one of those things that most companies perhaps don't know any better. They're not sure where to start. They're doing okay. And so marketing is not something that you urgently suddenly have to do. It's something that's easy to leave, I guess it's like going on a diet or an exercise program. You know it will be good for you if you do it, but actually, first of all, you have to take the first step, and then you have to continue to do it to get the results. So I think there's two hurdles there that sometimes people just don't get over because they don't see it as an urgent need for their business.
And then leave it until it's too late, until the pipeline's empty, and then it's like, blimey, we've got to go out and get some work. Let's do marketing.
Exactly.
Will magically appear.
Yes,
it doesn't work like
right.
that, unfortunately. Okay, so for anybody listening or anybody watching who wants to find out more about the MSP Marketing Academy, your new initiative, how would they find out more detail?
So we have a website, which is www.mspmarketingacademy.co.uk, or they can contact me on LinkedIn. Or they can contact you if they know you.
Indeed.
And then we have a team of people who would be happy to help.
Wonderful. Well, Gemma, thanks for your time today. I'm looking forward to working with you on the MSP Marketing Academy.
Great, thank
Cheers.
You.
So a big thank you to Gemma Telford. And as you can probably tell, I'm excited about the MSP Marketing Academy initiative that we're putting together. I really think we can make a difference and help MSPs and IT companies to do more consistent marketing, to get the word out there, to find new clients, and to do so consistently. If you want to find out more details about the MSP Marketing Academy, you can visit www.mspmarketingacademy.co.uk. And if you'd like to see a video version of my interview with Gemma Telford, then you can do so by visiting my YouTube channel, youtube.com/rtub, RTUBB. And if you've got any suggestions or ideas for topics or individuals that you'd like to hear on a future episode of the podcast, please do reach out to me. You can find me on Twitter at Tublog, TUBBLOG, and you can also reach me via my blog at www.tublog.co.uk. And finally, a big thank you, a big shout out to Matt Barton at Ostrich IT and to Mark Sheldon, just two of the people who left really fantastic 5-star reviews for the podcast across our iTunes. And those type of 5-star reviews really do help with the exposure for the podcast. For instance, during the month of October, iTunes actually listed this podcast as part of its new and noteworthy listing. So really did help with a number of new listeners for the podcast as a result of that. So whether you're a new listener to Tub Talk or whether you've been with us for a while, I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the podcast, and I look forward to speaking to you again in the very near future.